funktioniert das Ganze denn? Weil ich wusste gar nicht, dass es sowas gibt. Also kann ich jetzt...
Hey everyone, it is Connor here. Welcome to Science Unscripted.
Gabe here too, and what you have just heard is a woman outside of a shop here in the shopping district in Bonn asking literally how shopping works.
That's where we're at.
How does this work? She had to ask walking into the store, because right now it's not entirely clear.
Yeah, no, in Germany's largest state by population, roughly 20 million of Germany's roughly 80 million people live here, about one in four. Everyone is suddenly able to do some more things, but they're not really sure how. So you've got shops opening, but you've got to set an appointment.
That's right.
And then the question I have is, you know, when the shops are closed, how do you even make that appointment? You had people walking around asking at the door, can I come in? When can I come in? Oh, please come back in an hour. Zoos are opening up, although the tickets are sold out. It's kind of messy.
Against the backdrop of the messiness, the confusion, and things opening up, we wanted to talk to Germans about how they're feeling right now.
There is some fresh data, relatively fresh data, on where Germans stand regarding the lockdowns. But first and foremost, we're going to treat you to some of the Germans themselves and how they're feeling right now.
Science Unscripted.
Also ich wollte einfach mal in der Stadt gehen, um mal zu gucken, was aufhat, was ich kaufen kann. Aber wenn ich das so sehe, hat das für mich überhaupt keinen Zweck.
I just wanted to take a stroll through the city and have a look around to see what stores are open, see what I can buy. But when I see what's going on here, this just makes no sense.
Why does it make no sense to go shopping? Warum hat das keinen Zweck?
Man steht vor dem Laden, man hat eine gewisse Zeit, bis dass man reinkommt. Das ist alles nicht mein Ding.
You stand there in front of the store. You have to wait for a while until you can go in. That's not the way I do things. I want to go into the store and get assisted immediately, not stand outside the door for half an hour or whatever. No, I don't want that.
Okay, I'm hearing someone who is not happy with the situation right now. Do you want this lockdown to end completely?
Ich möchte, dass der Lockdown sofort aufhört. Ich war auch jetzt noch in Spanien gewesen, bin gerade aus Spanien zurück und da war alles...
I want the lockdown to stop right now. I just got back from Spain and everything was way more free there. The way I see it, you either do things correctly or not at all. This is one big hodgepodge here in Germany. For me, it's a bunch of shit.
Da wird ja auch wieder zugemacht. Es ist ein Kuddelmuddel hier in Deutschland. Das ist für mich große Scheiße.
It's a little bit opening now, but it's not enough still today, because you have to make appointments to go to the shops for shopping or to the museums. But it's a little bit, and you see, it's a little bit more movement in the streets.
Okay, so you say it's not enough. Should everything be open? Should the lockdown disappear?
No, I don't think so. It would be better, but the situation still is so that we can open at the moment.
But in general, you're relatively satisfied, or you think that the way it's happening right now is mostly correct, or is it mostly incorrect?
It's mostly correct, because you can't, if you see this, the numbers of new infections and still the vaccination, it's not enough still today, so we have to wait a little bit more.
What did you go shopping for today? What are you going to pick up?
We went shopping for a new glasses for my husband. This was all
that pair right there?
Are those the new glasses that he's wearing right now?
Yes.
Those are looking good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you have to choose also an appointment, and then you can go inside.
All right. Well, enjoy the glass. They're all fogged up right now.
Yeah, because of his
mask. But.
Okay, thank you.
Science Unscripted.
There are good news, but actually I don't see anything different. For myself, I'm working in a restaurant and we are waiting until I think 22nd or something like that for new information. And I think that's the most important thing in the city, that we can sit outside and have some drinks in the restaurants and the bars. And before they are not open, I think it's not such a different.
So if I've understood you correctly, then Germany opening up has not opened far enough up for you. You want the restaurants. Despite the risk, you want it all to open up right now?
No, not despite the risk, because you have to look but we have to live with Corona. It's here, and we have to live with this thing for, I think, the next years. My daughter, she's 4, and she can't remember the time before Corona. For her, it's normal, everything. Yeah, and it's a long time.
It always stays the same, so I don't know.
So you're saying that you don't care whether things are opened up or not right now? That doesn't matter to you?
No, I don't really care anymore. At the beginning, I thought, oh my God, what's coming now? But now I think, how long is this pandemic going? 1 year? And after 1 year,
So you've gotten so used to the pandemic lockdowns that you're not excited for the lockdowns to start? Or are you excited for everything to come to an end?
I really don't care. Sorry, Emma, I don't care.
You truly do not care. That's unbelievable. How old are you?
21.
21, and what are you doing at this point in your life? Are you studying? Are you getting ready to work?
I'm studying, and I work, I study, I live my life, don't know.
What are you excited for?
I'm excited for the summer to start and the birds to begin singing and to feel the sun and to sit on the Rhine. I'm excited for the nature to begin again and not the people. I don't know when social life is getting normal, but the nature life isn't influenced by such things. Yeah.
Yeah, nature not being influenced by things like humanity. That's 21-year-old Marcus. That reminds me of a book I read when I was in high school called The Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy. The opening of that book talks about Egdon Heath, which is this fictional spot of nature that will never be affected by people. And that had, back then, that had such a profound impact on me, the way that Thomas Hardy described Egdon Heath as this place of ancient permanence, an inviolate place that will never be affected by humanity. And 21-year-old Marcus reminded me of that.
He reminded you of your 21-year-old self.
My 17-year-old self. I loved that idea. I loved that idea that nature will be around forever. And no matter what we do, how important we think, we get so embroiled in sense meaninglessness. We think it's so important right now, but in the end, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's what Marcus opened my eyes to.
Let the birds keep chirping. We promised you data on where Germans stand. And Germans want a lighter lockdown. You probably got that message from the Germans you heard on the streets of Bonn, Germany. That is supported.
You've got the numbers here?
I've got the numbers right here. That is supported by a recent survey conducted on behalf of the German news agency DPA and conducted by YouGov. And according to that data, 43% of Germans want a lighter lockdown. So nearly half, it's already a large number. And yet another 17% want everything to go back to the way it was before. That may remind you of that first voice we heard, the super consumer who was marching around Bonn and wanted everything to open because this, you know, the way it was happening right now wasn't okay. But again, to kind of round those numbers together, you've got about 6 out of 10 Germans, 3 out of 5 people here who want some lighter form of the lockdown. And that's despite the fact that the infections are hovering relatively constant at the anywhere between 10 and 13,000 range. They're not going down the way people wanted them to. But at this point, you can kind of feel psychologically a lot of Germans are at a point where they're saying, I need something. I need a boost. I need something to make my life a little bit better because we've gone for nearly 3 months, you know, in strict lockdown, and I'm having a tough time dealing with it.
Or they're saying that they just don't care anymore, like Marcus.
That's a little worrying, honestly. And we didn't include it in the segment that you heard, but we did encourage him to do some research on whether or not he may be suffering the effects of depression as a result of the lockdown.
He still had a smile on his face. He still was laughing about it. But what he was saying, that he literally doesn't care, and that's indifference. That's indifference to social life. That's got to be the onset of a kind of burnout.
It's worrying, to say the least, and we hope that, he takes us up on looking into that or considering contacting someone to see a medical professional to see if there's anything there. To kind of round out the numbers here, roughly 1 in 4 Germans at this point wants the rules to remain in place. So the rules prior to the opening, when this survey was conducted, those rules, the very strict lockdown.
25%.
1 in 4. Yep. And about 1 in 10 people wants the rules to be more strict. even more strict than they are now. So I suppose that means close the schools, the limited reopening of the schools that we have here in Germany, and to completely disallow probably social contacts. There's not much more stricter that you could go than what we had for about 2.5 months here in Germany.
Stay at home orders all the time.
Yeah. And finally, 5%, 1 in 20 Germans really doesn't care. And that brings us back to Marcus. We got one of the lucky, we were lucky, I guess, we got one of the 1 in 20. They just don't care anymore. It's almost they're so fatigued by all of these new developments. And frankly, the rules are very complex. It's hard. It's our job, Gabe, my job, your job, to keep up with the rules. It's a lot of mental work to keep track of the dates and, okay, these stores stay open, but only if the incidence rates stay under 100, you know, out of every 100,000. It's tough work, and some people have given up trying to even care about it.
Where do you stand? Do you care about the rules? Wherever you are in the world, let us know. SU at DW.com.